All right, so we're on Daf Pei Aleph today. Pei Aleph. Let's take a look. All right. Let's take a look. All right. So if you remember yesterday, we said that the Mishnah said, B'chol ma'arvin and mishtafin chutz min amayim min amelach, divrei Reb Lezer. The Reb Lezer said, you can make a Reuven or shitufim with everything except for water and salt. And Yeshua says it's strictly bread. So let's do the top line, Pei Aleph and Aleph. So the Gemara says, Tanina Chanazim. The Gemara says, we learned this Mishnah already once before, the top line of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, 81a. Tanina Chanazimna, B'chol Ma'arvin Mishtafin, Chutz B'namayim V'amelach. So the beginning of the third parak in Erevin, which, and the main thrust there was Eruvei Tchumen. So the Mishnah there said we can make the Erev with anything, Chutz B'namayim V'amelach. So the Gemara thinks right now that both Mishnayot are talking about either a Ruvei Chatzerot or a Ruvei Tchumen. That's what we think right now. That one is talking about a Ruvei Chatzerot or a Ruvei Tchumen, and ours is also talking about a Ruvei Chatzerot or a Ruvei Tchumen. So Amar Rabba, La Puki Mid Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar Kikar in Midi Achrina Lo. So Rabba says, our Mishnah, you're right, the first line of Mishnah we don't need because we had it repeated already. But our Mishnah is coming to set up, like, in contradistinction to the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua in our Mishnah says you can only use a loaf of bread. So therefore, it says Kamash Malan Bechol. So it teaches me Bechol that according to Tanakama, I can make it with anything. Now now Rashi points out that he had to repeat Bechol here, because if he didn't repeat Bechol here, I would have said, left to my own devices, that the previous Mishnah is just talking about a Ruvei Tchumen, and our Mishnah is only talking about a Ruvei Chatzerot. And I would have thought that Rabbi Yeshua here agrees that by a Ruvei Tchumen, it could be anything. That's what I would have thought, because a Ruvei Tchumen is just for the person himself. A Ruvei Chatzerot, reasons the Gemara is going to develop, there are reasons to argue, should have a complete loaf. I have to get along with my neighbors, and my neighbors are going to be upset if I give something like a half loaf and they give a whole loaf. So there are reasons to have a whole loaf by a Ruvei Chatzerot. So I would have said, had it not repeated that line, I would have said that the earlier Mishnah is talking about a Ruvei Tchumen, and everybody will agree with that. And this Mishnah, which quotes Rabbi Yoshua, is talking about a Ruvei Chatzerot, and everybody would agree with that. So the Tana of the Mishnah repeats it, we think, because to teach me that indeed, even by a Ruvei Chatzerot, he holds that I can make the Eruv with anything. That's the way we think right now. And we think that when it comes to Ruvei Tchumen, even Rabbi Shu agrees I can do with anything there. So the Gemara says on the fourth line, Eit Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. So Eit Vei Abaye. So Abaye asks Akash against this. Now Rabba is the one who made the statement, and Rabba was one of Abaye's Rebbeim. So Eit Vei Abaye, and he was also his uncle. So Eit Vei Abaye. This is the Braisa. The Braisa says, I can make the a Ruvei Chatzerot with anything, or the Shitufim Mavot. They only said that you have to do an Erev with pot, with a loaf of bread, the Chatzer alone. So there's only one Tana's opinion is reflected in this Braisa. And the Tana of this Braisa says that a Ruvei Chatzerot I have to do with bread. So the Gemara says, "Man shamalei damar pot in midi achrina lo." Who's the Tana who says that you have to do a Ruvei Chatzerot with bread? So we know that's Rabbi Yoshua. We know that's the Tana Rabbi Yoshua. He says, "V'katani b'chol," and notwithstanding that, even within Rabbi Yoshua, we learn b'chol, meaning that now we're saying that b'chol doesn't mean the way we thought before. In other words, over here in this Braisa, we have to say when it says b'chol, it means any variety of bread, not any food. Any variety of bread. In other words, it doesn't matter if it's a pat chitim, pat zorim, pat kusmin. Those can all be used for the Eruvei Chatzerot. So having said that, now our understanding of our own Mishnah is different. Now when it says, B'chol ma'arvin shtafin chutz b'namayim min amelach, divrei Reb Lezer, so when it comes to, it's a double, sort of a double entendre line in the Mishnah. When it's talking about Eruvei Chatzerot, we think it means any type of bread. That's what Hillel means. When he's talking about shitufim avot, it will mean any food. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, so Ella Amar Rabba Bar Rachana, so when the Tana here teaches me again this B'chol Ma'arvin Mishtatfin, so we thought he's setting up in contradistinction to Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua's bread, and we thought the Tanakhama holds anything. But now we're saying Tanakhama holds also that it has to be a type of bread for a Ruvei Chatzerot. So he says, Ella Amar Rabba Bar Rachana, so Rabbi Rachana said, if the Tana is setting up something in contradiction to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, Zabhuke means Rabbi Yeshua to Amar Shlema in Prusalo. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua holds it has to be a complete loaf. It can't be a slice. And the Kamash Malan, Bechol. So the Tana Kama here is teaching me Bechol that I can use any bread, even if it's not a complete loaf. So our understanding of the Mishnah is changing now. So now we're saying, when the Mishnah says, our Mishnah says, Bechol Ma'arvim Mishtafin, Chutzman Amen Melech, Dibre Blazer, so it means when it comes to Eruvei Chatzerot, it means any bread, but it has to be bread for Eruvei Chatzerot, but it can even be a slice of bread, or, you know, with the right shear. And then, but by Shitufim Mavo'ot, that could be anything. All right. And, all right, who's the questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Does that mean that if six people are in a Ruvei Chatzeros and everybody agrees we're going to each give two slices of bread, it doesn't work?
It does or does not work?
It does not work.
According to
who? You want to have a whole bread.
According to me and according to Rabbi Yoshua. We learned
Yoshua.
According to Rabbi Yoshua, you need a complete loaf, right?
Yes, but that's
Yeshua. Now,
the other question is, if it's a complete loaf, and the reason was you were talking about that one shouldn't be angry at the other one.
Yeah, wait till we finish this sugya. Give me another 20 lines.
One gives a little one, one gives a big one.
Oh, okay, let's just wait till we finish this.
Or a better class.
Okay, let's just wait a few lines, okay? All right, well, who's it? What else? Malka, so nice to see your hand. How are you doing? All right. I saw five fingers. Does that mean that she wants to say something? Malka? It's artistic. I can't hear you, Malka. Scream, Malka. Not hearing you, Malka. Okay, wait, I gotta let. Does anybody hear her?
I hear her, but I don't understand.
All right, Malka, we can't hear you well. You gotta get. Wait, repeat again, Malka.
I'm getting new internet tomorrow, yeah.
All right. Oh, we can't hear you clearly. Wait another 20 lines, and then hopefully you have a better.
If we decide that two slices are sufficient, what if it's not two slices isn't enough to really?
All right. Something about the shear with the slices and stuff. So we said that there's a certain amount of food you have to give, right? In other words, for
the, it depends how many people you have.
Yeah, depending on how many people are joining. We said the let me just move on, and then if you're able to speak to us a little bit better later, maybe we'll talk more, okay? So the Gemara says, Uprusa mai tamalo. Within Rabbi Yeshua, what's the reason why the Tana Rabbi Yeshua says, I cannot use a slice of bread, it has to be a whole loaf? So Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul, Amar Rabbi Mishum Eva. So Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul says the name of Rabbi because Eva, hostility. And I think Rashi spells this out here. Let's take a look at Rashi. Where's Rashi? Rashi's below us. Mishum Eva, Shabaili de Machloket. It's going to lead to lots of arguments. He says, Sha'omer, Anino Tain Shlema, Beata Prusa. I brought a whole loaf. You brought this scrawny little slice of bread. So we don't want people, we want everybody to get around, everybody to be like friendly. So everybody's got to give a whole loaf of bread. That's the way Rabbi Yeshua takes it. Okay, wait 5 minutes. Okay, I'm gonna pause another 20 lines. Okay, so he says, Amarle Ravacha Breid the Rav of the Ravashi, Irvu Kulan Prusa Mahu. What if everybody wants to bring a Prusa? So everybody will be like equal. We'll all bring Prusa out. So no hard feelings. Everybody's, we're okay with this. So he says, Amar Laye Shema Yachzur Davar Lekukulo. He says, for that limited time, it works, but it may end up, you know, not working in the future. In other words, maybe you'll be in a situation where you're bringing a Prusa and somebody else is bringing a whole loaf. So for uniformity, nobody should use a Prusa within the sheet of the Tana Rabbi Yeshua. All right. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, Nitlahi menek de chalata k'dei timua ma'arvin loba. Now, let's say the loaf of bread, a small piece of the bread was taken off either for challah. There's a mitzvah of hafrashat challah. You give a portion to the Kohen when everything's were in a state of Tahara. Now it's burned. But originally, Ukde Dimua. Dimua means Truma and Chulin got mixed together. If the amount of Truma that was mixed in is 1% or less, so it's Batel, it's Betol. But notwithstanding the Betol, I have to take an amount equivalent to the amount of Truma that was mixed in and give it to a Kohen. So if that amount, which would be not more than 1%, if I take it off the bread, it's still considered to be a whole loaf. We'll see in a minute. So he says, so again, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shul, Nitla himenak deichal takdei dimua ma'arvin loba. Bahatani, but in the Braisa we learn differently. Kidei dimua ma'arvin loba, if you took the amount for dimua, which we already said is not more than 1%, kidei chalata ein ma'arvin loba, if you took the amount for chala, you can't do it. The chala not doesn't cut it, if I can use that expression. So the Gemara says, Lo kasha, there's no contradiction between the statement of Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul that you could do it for both, and the Braisa that you can only do it for one. Habachalat nachtom, habachalat balabayit. So the earlier statement of Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul was talking about if it's a baker's loaf, the amount of challah from a baker's loaf is going to be less than the amount of challah taken from like a householder. He says, Habachalat balabayit, whereas the Braisa was talking about the challah balabayis. So we'll see. Now we learn the Mishnah. Shir chala et chad mi'asrim yarba'a. The shir for chala, this is the householder, is 1/24. 1/24 would be, let's say, 4%. So 4% of the dough has to be given to the Kohen. Today we do less than that. He says, ha'osa isa la'atzmo v'isa l'mishtei b'no chad mi'asrim yarba'a. So if a person makes dough for himself or he's making something for his son's party, 1/24. Nachtom shu selim korbashuk, but a nachtom, a baker who's baking the bread to sell in the marketplace, v'chein ha'isha shu selim korbashuk, or a woman is, you know, she's not a professional baker, but she's making it to sell in the marketplace, echad mi'arbek mishmona, 1/48. So the first statement is saying if it's a small amount, so if the amount I'm taking off the challah is the 1% for the dimua, or not more than 1% for the dimua, or it's the 1/48, which I'll say like 2%, so then it still counts as a complete challah. Even though 1 to 2% were taken off, that's a complete challah. But if 4% was taken off, because it's the challah for a balabas, that's not considered to be a complete challah anymore. All right, now, let me pause for a second. I didn't get to the Mishnah, but let me pause. Let's have some questions. Okay, so the things that we discussed up till now, So we discussed about, you know, doing it with the different types of breads and the complete loaf. And then we said about how it has to be a complete loaf because of Ava, because we're afraid of hostility that will engender, according to the Tana Rabbi Yeshua. And then we said that a small amount is still considered a complete, that's taken off, still considered a complete loaf. Okay, who's got questions, comments, to us, anything we did? What's up, Fern?
Okay, and the Mishnah said that you can have a whole loaf that's the size of an Isar, right?
Right, that's correct.
Which is a very small amount?
That's correct.
So why is there no consideration of Ava vis-a-vis the different amounts that you can bring, even though that they're whole loaves?
Yeah, in other words, you want to say that one person's giving like a big loaf and one person's giving a small loaf.
I just asked you.
Yeah, that's what you were asking, Aaron Moshe. Yeah. Yeah. So,
or even better, somebody's giving, two people are giving loaves of a better quality and a much more expensive challah than the others.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing I could think of, in terms of the size, I'm thinking that
someone's getting shishi and someone's not.
Right. I mean, you go up to the camps. They make loaves for the head table. I mean, you need two people to carry it in.
Right. Yeah. So we said. Remember that it had to be when people were joining together for the shitufim avot, presumably for the Eruvi Chatzer as well. It had to be the amount of at least it's a dried fig for each one, right? What is it?
For Garrett,
Over 18, you need two meals.
Yeah, but that was for in the aggregate. But in other words,
less than 18, you need
a grow garret.
For each person, What is Grogeret? Right. Grogeret l'chol echad v'echad. So it might be that, like, I could say the minimum amount is Grogeret. You want to give more, that's your own affair, but you have to give the Grogeret, you know, the size of a Grogeret. That's what I would think. That could be. But otherwise, I don't know about in terms of the different qualities or whatever. I don't know what to say. All right. Who else has got questions? Any other questions? All right. Now, let me see further in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, all right. So, Amar Rav Chisda, we're near the small gimel. Amar Rav Chisda, Tefara b'kisim arvin loba. If, let's say you had a loaf of bread, it was cut in half, and now I connect the two halves with a toothpick. So it's like I've like pasted it together. So he says you can make an Eruv with that. In other words, you give that for my contribution to the Eruv. So he says, Vahatanya Ema Arvin Loban, the Brisa we learn you can't give that. So the Gemara says, Lo Kash, there's no contradiction between the statement of Rav Chisda and the Brisa. Hadidia Tefra, the Brisa is talking about that you can clearly see like the segmented parts. In other words, like, you know, where it joins, he says, Hadalo Yudia Tifra. But Rav Chisda is talking about you did a good job with the toothpick joining everything together. Nobody notices that it's two different pieces. So then it works that way. That's the way he says.
Now, sounds like Harama.
Well,
I just said that.
Anyway, now there's a whole tumult in the postgame. This relates to the challah rolls that we use on Friday night. So there's a whole discussion in the postgame about, you know, can I, let's say I don't have a whole challah, can I take, two pieces of challah and stick it together? Let's say I have a challah cut in half. Can I take the two pieces and stick them together with a toothpick?
Use glue.
And well, I don't know about the glue, but, you know, to do it that way. So I'll do a little bit with this and then we'll move on. This is from the Aladaf. He says, The Shulchan Aruch citing the Rokeach applies this ruling to Lech Mishnah. If one only has a broken loaf of bread, he may reattach the pieces with a toothpick to form a shlema for Lech Mishnah. The Chubas Beis Yaakov applies this halacha to an esrog with attached ukitz, a stem. In other words, the ukitz is that he says, although an esrog which has no portion of the stem remaining is pasul, disqualified, he says he rules that if the stem is reattached with a needle, the esrog is valid for the mitzvah. The Shvus Yaakov disagrees and maintains that an esrog must be complete in its natural state. Reattaching a detached piece through unnatural means is not acceptable. So the difference between an esrog, I thought they were going to talk about the pitum. He said the ukitz. The ukitz is like the part.
The bottom portion.
Yeah, the bottom portion. But the main idea that I saw, they have also in the Morot Daf, that a loaf of bread is like a man-made object. The man processes the thing, puts it together, and now it's a whole loaf. So when it breaks apart, in Achinami, he's like attaching the two pieces together, but it's something that man did. Whereas the esrog is like grows naturally. In other words, so if it's cut in half, that's very unnatural. And so to attach it may not be so pashut. Now, let me see here. I have this. One second, one second. Now he says here one thing. He says in the previous sukkah, he says Tosus maintains loaf is considered complete only if the piece was actually removed for the purpose of challah. In other words, they have the loaf; it's missing a little bit. So Tosus says it's only complete if it was removed for challah. It was removed for something else, not. And then he goes on. One second, but the so he says the Chacham Tzvi applies the halacha to the law of Lech HaMishnah on Shabbos. On Shabbos mitzvah to recite the bracha on two complete loaves. He rules based on our Gemara that a loaf that is missing 1/48 portion is considered complete for the purposes of Lech HaMishnah. So that's what the Chacham Tzvi wants to say. Again, you see like the tzushtel between Erevin and Hilchos Shabbos, like. Like I tell you, like Rav Schechter says, like, you know, a lot of areas in halacha, you need to know like all the shas because, you know, things, you know, coming in from different areas. So here you see, I mean, it is Masechet Eruvin, but you see something that like, well, seems to relate to Eruvin, could relate to Lech HaMishnah. So he says the Korban Nisanael disagrees and maintains that this leniency was stated only with regard to Eruv, with the obligation to contribute to Shlema stems only from a concern of Eva. If no more than a challah portion is missing from the loaf, there will be no cause for strife, as Rush explains, and therefore slightly chipped loaf is valid for an Eruv, even though it is not actually complete. However, with regard to Lech Mishnah, loaf that's not 100% complete is considered a prusa, is not valid. So in other words, do I say, on the one hand, I can make this sushtel to what we're saying and say that you see that we need a complete loaf in both instances, and if it's missing 1/48, it's still considered to be complete. That would be the simple way to do it. On the other hand, I could say that by Erev, the problem is that my neighbor shouldn't have tainis against me, that I gave less than a complete loaf. So the neighbors won't have tainis if it's missing 1/48. They understand, you know, everybody gives challah, whatever. So, but by Shabbos, Lech Mishnah, there, the halacha may be that I need a complete loaf, not in any way chaser. All right, let me move on in the Gemara, and then we'll go to the next Mishnah, and we'll take some questions, okay? So, I'm up to Amar Rebbe Zeira, around 15 lines from the bottom. So Amar Rebbe Zeira Mashmuel Ma'arvin B'Pat Orez B'Pat Dochen. So Shmuel says you can make an Eruv with Pat Orez, is a rice bread and millet. Now rice and millet, Orez and Dochen, you don't, it's not Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz. So it's saying that the halacha, the way it's coming here according to Shmuel, the halacha for Eruvei Chatzerut is different. Then, in other words, we say a loaf of bread, it's different than other areas in halacha. So he says, Amar Mar Ukva, Ladidi Mefarsh Lemineh Demar Shmuel. So Ukva said it was personally explained to me by Shmuel, Pat Oriz Marvin, Pat Dochen E Marvin. You can only use the rice cake, not the millet cake, only Oriz. And we're coming up to Mesech Pesachim, is our next Mesechet with Daf Yomi. You know, there's a machloket there with Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri about, you know, what is it, you know, what comes lidei chimutz? What's subject to becoming chametz? So we don't hold this way the halacha, but the way I think Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says that Orez and Dochen are also subject to becoming chametz, and also subject to becoming chametz. So let's see back in the Gemara, and whatever can be subject to becoming chametz, you could be yotze the matzah on Leil Pesach. So but that's according to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. We don't pass Leil Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. So here, according to the second version of Shmuel, it's only pat Orez. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Amar Rav Ma'arvin Pat Adashim. Then Rav says you can make an Eruvei Chatzerot with Pat Adashim, a loaf of bread made of lentils. Lentils are processed to make a loaf. So he says, and again, it wouldn't be Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz, but it would be enough for the Eruv. So he says, Ini, this is true. Vahida Vai B'Shnei Demar Shmuel. Shadi L'Kalba Evelo Achla. He says, then the Pat Adashim. He says, during the time, the years of Shmuel, they made this lentil loaf, and they gave it to a dog, and the dog didn't eat it. So it's like I was listening to Rabbi Simon Wolf today. They were talking like, it's like, you know, being where we lach at Kelav, you know, by Pesach, you know, that's the minimum shear for the chametz. And here, even the dog's not eating it. So how can I say it's good for an Erev? Like, even the dog doesn't eat the lentil loaf. So the Gemara says, Hahid de Sharminim Havya. He says, no, the one in the years of Shmuel was a multi-grain loaf, which was apparently lousy. The dog didn't like it. Where's Shia tonight when I need him, when the dog comes up? Anyway, so the, so Dichtiv, Biatakachachitim usorim upol vadashim adokan abusim gomer. So in Yechezkel is commanded to put together this bread that, made of different grains and things like that. And he's like simulating what the Jews in Eretz Israel are going through during the Churban. And that's the way Rabbi Simon Wolf was saying it. So he says here, so means now that loaf of bread, which is all the multi-grains, so later on, the way Rashi learns, later on in Yechezkel, it says, Lechem anashim lo tochelu. He says, like Yechezkel is going through a period of avelus, and he says, "Don't eat lechem anashim." So, in other words, this is something that you wouldn't eat. In other words, lechem anashim lo tochel. In other words, this type of bread is something that like people would not eat, the multigrain one. Rapapa Amar Hahit Sluya Betsoad Ha'adam Havoy. Rapapa says it was even worse in that case in Yechezkel because it was cooked on human feces, like it was the fuel. Dechtivi Begele Tsead Hadam to Ugena Lenehem. Mai Ugatsorim Tochalna. What does it mean? It says in the Pasuk, the same Pasuk, you're going to eat an Uga of barley, but we said it's not just barley, it's many grains. So Amrav Chista Lashiurim. Don't read it Tsorim. Read it l'shiurim. In other words, you'll eat it like measured amounts, like a person is like a limited food. Rapapamar, areva toh, Or this on the side it mentions arichata. That's the way Rabbi Simon Wolf looked. Arevatak, arevatsorim, or arichatak, arichatsorim. Rapapa says it meant that it was like form, like a barley loaf. Velok arevat chitim, not like a wheat loaf. All right, so basically the Gemara is saying like this. First, we had two versions of Shmuel as to whether Orez and Dochan are both good, or the second version is only the Orez is good for it. And then Rav says Paradashim is also good for Eruve Chatzerot, a lentil bread you could also do. So then the Gemara said, but the lentil bread doesn't seem like anybody eats it, because in the years of Shmuel, they made a lentil bread, they gave it to the dog didn't eat it. so that can't be good for Eruve Chatzerot. So the Gemara said that no, that the years of Shmuel was a multi-grain loaf, like similar to what Yechezkel made, and that's like, you know, people don't eat that. And Yechezkel seems like even worse, because it was cooked with Sowat Adam, and he touches up the psukim there. It says, but it says Sorim there, so he says no, it doesn't mean it was a barley loaf. It means it either was to eat it by Shiurim. Don't read the Sorim like Shiurim, you eat it in limited amounts, or it means like it's like form, like the shape of it was formed like the barley loaf, not like the wheat loaf. And Rashi says the wheat loaf they make round. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? You know what's up, Fern? Fern and Michael, go.
Couldn't you use just the adashim themselves, because it's not mayim or melach?
Remember, we just said that for a Ruvi Chatzerot, we have to have bread, we said. We just learned that.
Right.
So we're looking for a loaf, or it has to be some sort of bread. Right. Okay, what's up, Michael?
So maybe I missed something, but shitufe mavoz is by convention liquid, right?
Well, shitufe mavoot could, no, it doesn't have to be liquid.
But it's in, every example was wine or oil, right?
No, we had dates and figs we had also. And if you want to do the shitufe mavoot with bread, that's also nachbesser.
So that's my question. My question is, why on this, the Rabbanan of Eruve Chatzerot, is it pas? What's the principle?
Yeah, well, I assume that the idea is the chatzer, we're trying to join people in a closer, you know, union. In other words, like we're all like part of this big chevra, and like everybody like joins together in bread. That joins people in.
That in the Gemara. That's what the Gemara said. That people go where the bread is. That's where the unity is.
Pasolina. That's are you talking about pasolina?
Pizzolina.
Yeah, right. That was for the residents, right?
That was for residents.
For the residents, right? But I assume that that's what it is. In other words, with the Mavui is like a larger thing. Like the union doesn't have to be as tightly formed. That's what I assume.
Wine would work.
Wine is good. Wine is good for it. But all right.
Also, one.
What's up?
I was going to say today it's a different issue with the dogs than it was in those days. Because in those days, dogs were essentially wild, feral,
scary dogs.
Where the only ones that had their own dogs were people who had farms who used the dogs for the farm. Today's day and age, the dogs sometimes won't eat a good stickle boy because they're yes and best of the mention.
The more connoisseurs today, you want to say. Anyway,
I thought you'd take
it out. I'm going to find that the dog doesn't eat it. Today's day is a different bell.
All right.
I thought you'd take challah while baking the challah, not afterwards. Oh,
so you should do it when it's dough, but if you didn't do it when it's dough, you have to do it after it's baked. Let's say you didn't do it. Now you baked it, so now you have to take off after it's baked. All right. So I'm going to go on. Everybody with me? All right. Everybody mute themselves. We'll go on. Okay, the next Mishnah. So Matnitin, and we're only so the last daf is Kufhei. 3 weeks from this Sunday is our Siyum of Masechet Erevin. Can you believe it? It'll be our second COVID Siyum, and I already have a sponsor, and that's Odate Weiss. Volunteered to sponsor that day. So the
sponsor what?
Well, I don't know. He's sponsoring, I guess,
what
the learning.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
He's sponsoring Zoom.
I don't know what to tell you. Let's take a look. All right.
Oh, it's a Sunday.
I think he wanted to send sushi around.
Yeah, it's a Sunday, but I took the daf. I may make the siyum on Shabbos. I may do it on Shabbos. We'll see how it goes.
He's giving the bread that the dogs won't eat.
Oh, all right, that's all right. And now, all right, let's go further. Okay. We're on pay off. I'm an out. Okay, three lines to the bottom. So manitin, no tena dama alachinvani ulenachtom. So the Tana Reb Lezer says, let's say I live in a mavui, and one of the people who lives in the mavui is either a grocer, he's a chenvani, or he's a baker. So I know that the people in the mavui are going to come to him, let's say, to buy their loaves. They want to join together in the Eruvi Chatzerot or the Shitufim Mavoot. So I give him some money, and I say to him, this is for like a portion of the bread, so I'll be joining up with everybody. So according to the Tana Reb Lezer, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it. But Chachamim Omrim lo zachu lo ma'otav. Chachamim say it doesn't cut it. And the issue here is, remember, whether normally, we'll see in the Gemara, remember, we learned that ma'ot, if you give money, that doesn't do a kinyan on something. If I pay money, that doesn't do the kinyan on it. Only Mashiach does the kinyan on it. So the question is there a different halacha here in terms of the ma'ot? All right. I never did Mashiach on the loaf of bread. Okay, turn page. Now we're on Pei Alvon Bey's top line. He says, but let's say I give money to my friend and I say, I want you to arrange for me to have an Eruv, then it does work, because then, even though I use the same words, but people understand, all the parties understand, that I'm designating my friend as a shliach to do whatever he needs to do, that I'll be a part of this Eruv. So he may have some bread and he'll give it to Ploni and said, I want you to be mezakeh on behalf of my friend Reuven, who gave me the money, and that would be effective. He says, "She'ein ma'arvin la'adam elamidaito." We can only make an Eruv for a person with his knowledge and consent. So the understanding is that in the latter case, he's agreeing to it. The first case, he just said, I'm buying into it, but we'll see, the purchase doesn't work. Amar Reb Yehuda, b'mem amurim be'eruvei tchumin. So Reb Yehuda says, when will these halachot mean that it has to be midaito with his knowledge and consent? That's by Eruvei Tchumen. Aval be'eruvei chatzerot, ma'arvin ledaito v'shlo ledaito. Then we could even do an Eruv on behalf of somebody even without his knowledge and consent. Lefi shezakin lanam shlo b'fanav, vein chavin lanam shlo b'fanav. Meaning that when it comes to Eruvei Tchumen, there's an advantage and a disadvantage. In other words, if I'm having a new place, so I gain the advantage, I get to walk, 2,000 amot from the new location, but I'm losing territory on the other from the other side. So then, according to the Tana Reb Yehuda, I have to sign off on it. If I didn't sign off on it, then they can't do it. And so, but when it comes to Eruvei Chatzerot, it's only a positive, it's not a negative. In other words, it's only advantageous to me. So I can make an Eruvei Chatzerot even without the person's knowledge on his behalf. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Now, there's a question whether Reb Yehuda agrees or disagrees with the Tana Kama. When he says, B'amem Murim, is he disagreeing with him or he's just explaining the Tana Kama? All right, so again, in the Mishnah, just to go over. So the Mishnah is telling me that we have a case where a person went to a chenvani or a nachtom, and he wanted to have a portion of the Eruv. He gave him money. According to Tana Reb Lezer, he's fine. According to Chamim, no, he's not fine, because the money didn't work as a kinyan, and he didn't instruct him to make an Eruv on his behalf. But everybody agrees if he approaches somebody else, even though he says the same words and he gives him the money, then the understanding is that person is going to be his shliach and he'll execute the Eruv, because we can only do an Eruv with a person's knowledge and consent. In the first case, he didn't have his knowledge and consent. Second case, he did. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, I only need the knowledge and consent by Eruvei Tchumen. But by Eruvei Chatzerot, that's only a positive. And even without his knowledge and consent, I could do it on his behalf and he's good. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did in the Mishnah? All right, we're going on. Now, the fifth line down. So my Talmud Reb Lezer, halomashach. So Reb Lezer says, the person gives a dollar to his chenvani neighbor, and he says, I want to buy a portion in the bread that they're going to use for, and I know they're going to come to you to buy bread or whatever, and you're part of the mavui, the same lechatzer, and you're going to sell it to them, so I want a portion of the bread, here's a dollar. So Reb Lezer says, it's fine, it worked. So, but he didn't do mashicha on it. So again, he has to do a kinyan. In order to acquire something, I have to do a kinyan. So paying money doesn't do the kinyan. I'm doing mashicha. I pull it into my rishus. I do it, but he didn't do that. I'm on shach. So Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Bara, Avo Bahu, Asur Reb Lezer Ke'arba Prakim Bashana. So he says Reb Lezer treats the situation with Eruv like a certain din that we're going to learn, and we learned, or we're going to have a Msachim about four Prakim, four times during the year. Now, there's a whole sugi here. It's going to say that four times during the year, there's a big demand for meat, and the answer is going to come at the end of the sugya. The Gemara is going to say that that even though normally Kesef doesn't, in other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, on a derisa level, Kesef works. But the Chachamim said it doesn't work because it was Xera Shema Yomru Nisrafuchi Techabaliyah. In other words, the Chachamim were afraid that if, let's say, I pay $10,000 for a barn load of wheat, and I give the person the $10,000. So then he's got the money, and then the barn burns down. He doesn't care. He says, you know, I'm so sorry. Last night, your wheat burned down. You know, I cried all the way myself to sleep. So because they didn't want to do that, so they said, nobody acquires something until they do mashicha on it, until they bring it into the rishus. If you just got the money, and he didn't do mashicha, it's your wheat, and you owe him the money, and he doesn't do mashicha. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, though, on Arba Prakim Bashana, four times during the year, when meat is in big demand, meat like from an animal, so then for that din, if they pay the money, then it's the purchaser's meat. And they want to say the same thing here by Eruv. In other words, on a din d'oraisa, money is kone, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But on din d'rabanan, only mashicha is kone. So the but sometimes we revert to the din Torah. And in this case, we revert to the Din Torah. And by Ruvi Chatzay wrote, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we think that we revert to the Din Torah, and the money is Kona, and that explains Reb Lezer. Oh, let me just do the next few lines of the Gemara, then I'll pause, and then we'll take questions. Okay, so let's see. So the Gemara says on the second line, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Hua, Asuk Reb Lezer, Ke'arba Prakim Mishanet. No, we learn the Mishnah, Ba'arba Prakim Elu, Mashchitin HaTabach Bial Korcho. During these four times of the year, we force the butcher to sheft an animal even against his will. I feel the shor shava 1,000 dinar, even if the shor is worth 1,000 dinar. In other words, the butcher owns the shor. It's worth 1,000 dinar, which is a lot of the money. And the lokeach only purchased 1 dinar worth of meat. He says, Kofano told the shor, we force him to sheft it. So the four times of the year, Rashi brings it down in the 20th narrow line, that's Erev Yontav Pesach, Erev Yontav of Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Shmini Atzeret, and Erev Yom HaKippurim in the Galil. So all those days means like everybody, all those days, everybody, meat was in high, high demand. Meat was in high, high demand. So during those time of the years, we force even the butcher to shech the animal. He says, even if he didn't sell off the whole animal and things like that, we force him to sell it. Lefichach, imate, mate lokeach. So if the animal, so in other words, the purchaser gives a dinar, then the animal keels over, so the purchaser lost his money. So he's mate lokeach. So the Gemara says, mate lokeach alam mashach, but he didn't do mashicha on it. How can I say he lost it? He says, Amar Rav Huna b'shem hashach. So Rav Huna says, it's talking about that the purchaser did do mashicha on the animal. Ihachi, if that's the case, ema seifa. Let's go to the seifa of the Mishnah. Okay, please, everybody mute themselves. Okay, Bishar Yimona Shana Einochein. Other days of the year, the halacha would not be that way. Lefichach mate, mate lamocher. So if the animal dies, so the seller is losing. In other words, even though the person paid the money, but the seller owes the money to the purchaser because the animal died. The animal dies, there's no kosher meat there. So Amai Hamashach, if he's saying he did Mashiach, we assume that we're going to construe all the cases in the Mishnah the same way. If he did Mashiach, it brings to Lokeach. So here's the key. So Amrub Shumu Barn Yitzchak, the Olam B'Shlom Mashach. He didn't do Mashiach. Hachabai Askinan B'Shazik Lo Ayidei Acher. He says that the seller was mezakeh to the buyer through somebody else. In other words, he says, you know, here, Plony, you, in other words, the buyer didn't do mashicha, but he says, Plony, here, you pull the animal and acquire this on behalf of the purchaser. B'arba prakim elu, dischudulo, Zaken lo nashpafano. So during these four times of the year, we consider it to be an absolute positive for the person to own the meat. In other words, everybody wants meat at this time of the year. That's only a positive. That's the way we view it in halacha. He says, Bishar Yom HaNashana, other days during the year, dechovu lo, ein chavim lo elbafano. So that if he didn't sign off on it, we can't do it. In other words, because we don't view it as like an unmitigated positive thing. Now there's a few lines, they'll come back. Rav Ila Amar Rav Yochanan, and here's the most important lines. Rav Ila said in Rav Yochanan, a different hesber, Torah. These four times of the year, the Chachamim said the din Torah is going to apply, that money is kona. The Amar Rav Yochanan, Devar Torah Mod Konot. Rav Yochanan says on a Torah level, remember, that's the Gemara above and see when it has a hav. There's a machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan holds on a Torah level, ma'od ar kona, money is kona. Neima amru mashicha kona. Why the Chachamim say that mashicha is kona, not ma'od? He says, gzera shema yomar lo nisrafuchi techa baliyah. He's gzera, we're afraid that the seller is going to say, I have bad news for you. Your wheat burnt down last night, but you know I have my money and I give you a bracha. I hope things go well for you in the future. So let's go back again. So the Gemara says, we said that four times during the year, the buyer acquires the meat when he gives the money. So how does he acquire the money when he gives the meat? How does he acquire the meat when he gives the money? He didn't do mashicha on it. So either it means that the seller, unbeknownst to the buyer, got somebody to be mezaka on behalf of the buyer. So those four times a year, we consider it to be like a definite zechus for the buyer. So then he's acquiring it. But the second shot is the one that we need for our Gemara. Yochanan says that on a Torah level, ma'od or konot, but the Chachamim say you have to do mashicha, not money. But during these four times of the year, they said that we're going to go back to the original din of din d'oraisa, the ma'od or konot. So here too, that we're going back to the original din. One second. Yeah, so it means Reb Lezer is saying we want to facilitate a Ruvim because it enhances observance of Shabbos. And so because of that, we're going back to Din Torah with money. All right, so again, let's go back. So we said in the Mishnah that according to the Tanya Reb Lezer, if one of the people in the Chatzer or one of the people in Mavui, he's got a neighbor who's also part of this Ruvei Chatzerot or Shituvim Mavoot, he's a Chenvani, he's a Nachtom, he's a grocer, he's a baker. And the person says to me, look, here's a dollar. So I want a piece of the action with the bread or whatever that you're going to sell to other people for this for our Ruvei Chatzerot. So according to Tan Reb Lezer, it works. So how does it work? Money isn't konim. Money doesn't do the kinyan for you. How does it work? So the Gemara ends up saying, Reb Lezer will say that Reb Lezer is working within the idea of Reb Yochanan. And on a Torah level, ma'od or konot. But the Chachamim said you have to do mashicha because we're afraid that the seller is going to say, nisrafuchi techa baliyah. But for a certain, policy consideration, sometimes we go back to the Din Torah. So on the four times of the year when everybody wants meat, then we go back to the Din Torah. You paid the money, it's your meat. And then similarly also on over here with the Erev, in order to enhance people's observance of Shabbos, we're going back to the Din Torah. Who's questions, comments, and thoughts? Anybody? No questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, we're going to move on then. Boy, what happened? Oh, wait. Malka's here. Wait a second. I admitted her before. Okay. All right, let me go on. So we're at the two dots. We're around midway down the column. Okay. Umodim Bishar Kol Adam Echulei. Now, we said in the Mishnah that...
I'm sorry. I thought that the source for Mo's Konos was interesting that Rashi points out.
Which Rashi?
The Rashi is Maos Konos. Dover Torah Maos Konos.
One second.
You learn it from Hegdish.
One second. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now
you don't find that interesting. Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
Now, All right, let's take a look further. All right, so so umodim bishar kol dam chulei. So we said in the Mishnah that if the person goes to another one of his neighbors and says, you know, Shimon, here's a dollar, you know, I want to please arrange the Eruvei Chatzerot, I want to be part of it, then everybody agrees that that works, even though he gives the same dollar. That's what we said. So he says, so man shar kol adam, who's everybody else? So Amarav, balabayit, it's a balabas. V'chena mar Shmuel, balabayit. Damar Shmuel lo shanu el nachtom, that the only problem was like the baker, balabayit kona. V'amar Shmuel lo shanu el ma'a, and the only problem is when he gives just money. Aval kli kone. Now kli means like a kinyan sudar. In other words, let's say he goes to the baker and he says, here's like, you know, my handkerchief. Take this handkerchief. I want to be kone part of the bread. That would work. In other words, it's not maud. It's a kinyan sudar. That kinyan would work. But amar Shmuel lo shanu elo da amar lo zecheli. And the only problem is when he says zecheli, it means I want to, like, you know, acquire part of it. Aval Amar Arevli Shliach Shavi Vakani. If he says to the Nachtom or the Chenvani, Arevli, I want you to arrange the Erev for me, then that person is fully authorized to arrange the Erev for him. He'll have to take the bread, give it to somebody, and say, I want you to acquire this on behalf of X, but then he's fully authorized to do it. Okay? All right, let's see further.
This Baal HaBayit is someone from the Chatzer or someone...
No. That's what it means. Somebody from the Chatzer or the Mavui. That's the Baal HaBas. It's one of the people there. Because we said, Umod Bishar Kol HaAdam, that anybody else, who's anybody else? We think it's like in the Veltarine. So he's saying no.
He appointed Shaliach for himself.
Well, he's saying that one of the other Baal HaBatim he's going to. In other words, the Bishar Kol HaAdam. So he says, let me see.
Why can't he appoint a Shaliach? Go do this for me.
Well, let me just say... One minute. Yeah, so it might be right. I mean, it's just somebody who's not the Chenvani. That's the main thing. Somebody who's not the Chenvani. He says, I want you to arrange the Erev for me. So that would be the way it would work. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, we're at the two dots around 10 lines from the bottom. I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Mor Yochai. Now, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, he says, Bamem Murim Be'eruve Tchumin. So he says, when do I need like the person's like knowledge and consent that's only by Eruvei Tchumin, but by Eruvei Chatzerot, we can make Eruvei Chatzerot on your behalf, whether you have knowledge of it or not, because that's a complete zechus for you. That's no loss, only positive. That's what he says. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Ruchulei. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Now this is Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Yehuda. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel said the Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, meaning when it comes to Eruvei Chatzerot, it's a definite plus for the person. In addition to which, Shmuel says, wherever Rabbi Yehuda taught a halacha in Eruvin, the halacha follows him. So Amarle Rav Chana Bagdata'a L'Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel Afil B'mavui Shnit Lo Kruotavu L'Chiyav. So we didn't have this yet, but there's a Mishnah coming up. If you have a mavui that on Shabbos the korah or the lechi was taken away, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that everybody can still continue to carry in that mavui for that Shabbos. So the lechi, the korah disappeared. So he says, so does that apply to that as well? You said in Erevin, the halacha always follows Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that leniency over there. So Amar Lei, be'Erevin Amarti, Lucha, v'lo b'machitza. I said it by Erevin, meaning Rashi learns, where's be'Erevin? He says, the bottom line in Rashi, we're talking about acquiring an Erev, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, not with Mechitzot there, may not necessarily be like him. So Amalei Rav Acha, Breiz Rav Ravashi, Halacha, Michlal de Pligi. In other words, if Shmuel is saying the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, The implication is that Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with the Tanakhama, because if I say the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, it means it follows him and doesn't follow somebody else. So it sounds like there's a machloket. The Tanakhama holds that even by, you know, a Ruve Chatzerot, I need the direction of the person in order to carry it out. He says, Vaha'ama Rabbi Shuben Levi, but Rabbi Shuben Levi said, So Rabbi Shuben Levi says there's never a machloket. When Rabbi Yehuda says ematayu b'meh, like he does in our Mishnah, he's just explaining the Shita. So again, so Shmuel says the halacha always follows Rabbi Yehuda. From the fact that he says the halacha follows here, the implication is there's a disagreement. Rabbi Shuben Levi sounds like there is no disagreement. Rabbi Yehuda comes and he says ematayu b'meh, like he says in our Mishnah, he's just explaining what the Tanakhama means. So the Gemara says below pligi, there's no machloket. According to Rishu, there's no machloket. There's no machloket. Vahanan tanan, the Tosfot layin mosifu mizake mitzarich lahudiyam. We learned in the previous Mishnah that if I have more people moved into the mavui, so I have to add food for them, but I have to notify them that I'm doing this on their behalf, and that they're part of this whole scheme with the mavui. So, but according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's when it comes to a Rubi Chatzeret or Shtufim Avod, that's only a positive. I don't even have to notify them. And yet the previous mission says, I do have to notify them. So and Rabbi Shuben Levi sounded like there was no machloket in this thing. He says, when it says Eimatayim Bameh, that's just explaining it. So Hatam B'Chatzeret Shemein Shnei Mavod. Over there, when we said I have to notify them, it's talking about a Chatzer, which is nestled in between two mavuis, and the chatzer has the option of either associating with mavui A or mavui B. And so when they associate with mavui A, my mavui, so that could be a detriment to them. They may want to associate with a mavui B. So I tell them that in that case, I have to do it. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda will explain it. But otherwise, there really is no machloket. So that's the pshat v'ha'amar, Rav Shezvi, Amar Rav Chista. But we said in yesterday's daf, or 2 days ago, we said that Rav Chista said, Zoromera chalukin alav chaverav al Rabbi Yehuda. From the fact, the way Rav Chista understood the Gemara, that you have to notify the people, he says that that's implying the chamim ramachulak with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only positive. And here they're saying, so they don't, Rav Chista did not understand the Mishnah that way. Rav Chista understood that even if there's only one chatzir, one mavui, or one mavui they're associated with, that I have to notify them that I'm doing this on their behalf in this mavui. And that's not like the way that we were in Sunstani before. Ella, the Gemara says on the top line on the next off, Gavra, a Gavra Karamit, you're posing sort of like a contradiction between two people, between you had here Rabbi Shuben Levi and Shmuel. Shuben Levi says, that there is no machloket, and Shmuel says there is a machloket. Mar Savar Pligi, one holds that there is a machloket. That's Shmuel holds there is a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Mar Savar Lo Pligi, one holds there is no machloket. In other words, I can learn the sugya one of two ways. I can learn it either the Rabbi Shuben Levi way, and say that Rabbi Yehuda only said, or the Mishnah only says I have to notify people when there's a question which mavui they're going to be part of. Otherwise, everybody agrees that it's always a zechus for them. Or I can say no, that Mishnah says I have to notify them. It's just talking about any mavui, any chatzer. And indeed, there is a machloka between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana of that Mishnah. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did?
Quick review on that last part, please.
So it's always a quick review on the most difficult sugyas. So in our Mishnah,
that's why we need the review.
All right. So in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to Eruvei Chatzerot, that's only a zechus for a person. That's only a positive, no detriment.
You don't need permission.
Well, I don't even have to tell him. In other words, I could do it on his behalf and tell him later and whatever, and that's fine. And so, but the question is Rabbi Yehuda mechulak with the Tanakhama? Or is he just explaining the Tanakhama?
Right.
So Shmuel says the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. So from Shmuel's statement, it sounds like there's a machloket. Tanakhama says A and Rabbi Yehuda says B. And then Rabbi Shuben Levi says, whenever it says Bameh or Eimatai with Rabbi Yehuda, he's just explaining the Tanakhama. So it sounds like there is no machloket.
We had that in the Mishnah, Eimatai?
Yeah, that's what it says. Eimatai, Bisman. We said, what did we say? We said, yeah, the third one. Bamedvar Murim. It says Bamedvar Murim. He says, what he said, he says, Ubameh, ubameh. So he says, Eimatai or bameh? So he says, bameh dvar murim. So it's just the same. So which is it? Is there machloket or there's no machloket? So the Gemara says, well, look, in the there was a previous Mishnah where we said if more people, residents came, you have to notify them that you're doing a shituvim mavod on their behalf. So it sounds like there's a machloket. So the Gemara says, no, that Mishnah was talking about an unusual situation where they had a chatzir that abutted two mavuis, and they have to choose between mavui, mavui b. It might be a detriment for them, but otherwise there is no machloket. So, but the Gemara says, but Rav Chisda said that that it seems like there's a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, from this statement that you have to notify them, it sounds like there's a machloket. So the Gemara says, yeah. Well, so what are you like, you know, killing yourself over? So who this contradiction between Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Levi? So one holds that there's a machloket, one holds there is no machloket. One holds the machloket says that indeed the Chacham disagree with him, and they hold that even by Eruvi Chatzer don't need the notification. And the other one holds no, that everybody agrees that Eruvi Chatzer is a zechus. Okay, so that's going to be it. Now let me end the recording unless there's any of the questions. Okay, let's end recording.